The first page of A History of the World in 10.5 Chapters by Julian Barnes, read by me, Michael Grimes. They put the behemoths in the hold with the rhinos, the hippos and the elephants. It was a sensible decision to use them as ballast, but you can imagine the stench, and there was no one to muck out. The men were overburdened with the feeding rota, and their women, who beneath those leaping fire tongues of scent no doubt reeked as badly as we did, were far too delicate. So if any mucking out was to happen, we had to do it ourselves. Every few months they would winch back the thick hatch on the after deck and let the cleaner birds in. Well, first I had to let the smell out, and there weren't too many volunteers for winch work. Then six or eight of the less fastidious birds would flutter cautiously around the hatch for a minute or so before diving in. I can't remember what they were all called. Indeed, one of those pairs no longer exists. But you know the sort I mean. You've seen hippos with their mouths open and bright little birds pecking away between their teeth like distraught dental hygienists. Well, picture that on a larger, messier scale. I am hardly squeamish, but even I used to shudder at the scene below decks, a row of squinting monsters being manicured in a sewer. There was strict discipline on the Ark. That's the first point to make. It wasn't like those nursery versions in painted wood which you might have played with as a child, you know, all happy couples peering merrily over the rail from the comfort of their well-scrubbed stalls. Don't imagine some Mediterranean cruise on which we played languorous roulette and everyone dressed for dinner. On the Ark, only the penguins wore tailcoats. Remember, this was a long and dangerous voyage. Dangerous even though some of the rules had been fixed in advance. That was the first page of A History of the World in 10.5 Chapters by Julian Barnes.